All right, let's talk some Brewers baseball with our guy, Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Hey, Lane.
Hey, what's going on?
What a nice sweep in St. Louis.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, this team's playing really good baseball right now, and they're dealing with a fair share of adversity with all the injuries that they're having to work through from a pitching standpoint, but this team shows up, they compete on every single pitch, and I think it's a reflection in many ways of its manager. This, you go back and watch Pat Murphy's speech to the team at the beginning of spring training. So much of what he was saying on that day is really what this team reflects on the field right now. So they're in a good place. They're playing really good baseball. You just want to stay in this mode as long as you can and get as many W's out of it while things are going your way.
You mentioned the adversity. Any update on Christian Yelich? He had been swinging the bat so well, too.
Yeah, he had been really kind of back to his 2018-2019 form, what we saw to open up the season in that small sample. No big update in terms of Yelly. There is no timetable yet on when he may return. Pat Murphy did say about an hour ago or so with the media that Christian is progressing, and so that is good news. But, you know, what that means in terms of when, I don't think we really know that yet. This is an issue that you want to be very, very conservative with, very careful with, because when you get Christian back, you want to make sure that you don't tweak it again or you don't set yourself back. You want to be able to come back and be ready to roll when you are.
You know, I'm not comparing Greg Matzik to Christian Yelich, but they are very similar athletes. And he's been walking around here, Lane, and he hurt his back. You're friends with him. You probably already know this, working in the yard. And he was talking about how, when this has happened in the past, if he doesn't completely shut it down and be very careful, it can linger for months and months and months. And I guess that's what we're talking about with Yelich, wanting to make sure we avoid that.
Well, that's why my yard hasn't been mowed during this road trip, so I guess I've got my explanation there. If you listen to, because we've dealt with this with Christian over the last handful of years, with the back issues, that's one of the first things he'll talk about when he has a flare-up or an incident. He'll talk about the fact that hopefully we caught it early, or hopefully we know the warning signs now to where when that starts to pop up, we can shut it down quickly so we don't make it worse. And he felt like that's what happened with this one, but it's a back. They're finicky. There is really no rhyme or reason to this, it seems like, for most guys that deal with this kind of an issue. And so you just have to be patient, which is really hard, and you have to make sure you're not overdoing it, which is really hard. And I think the good thing right now is that the team is playing very well, even in his absence, and that probably helps you be a little bit slower in terms of trying to do things the right way on your end, because you don't feel like, hey, I got to get back here because these guys need me to help them put a stop to something because we're sliding or we've lost three in a row. I think when the team's playing well, it's a little bit easier to focus on what you need to get done so you can get back at the right and appropriate time so you can be an effective player when you do come back.
How was it there in Pittsburgh? I can hear the sound of the bats.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. Chilly, but not like cold or anything. You're wearing a sweatshirt if you're at the game tonight, maybe even a jacket as the night goes on. But the sun is out. The big news here is the Clemente Bridge is open again. It had been shut down for 2 years, and that is the quickest route to walk from the hotel to the ballpark. These are things we really consider when we're on the road, and it's a great bridge. It's just such a beautiful backdrop to this stadium. They had some tarp and stuff over it the last couple years as they were doing construction, so this stadium's one of the most beautiful settings in Major League Baseball, in my opinion. And now that the Clemente Bridge is done again, you've got that beautiful yellow bridge beyond center field. It really is a great place to watch a baseball game and to call a game. Always enjoy coming to Pittsburgh. And it'll be a little cool tonight, but good April baseball weather.
Perfect.
I don't think anybody's going to be complaining
it's
about
dry.
It.
It's dry.
No, yeah,
so
it's
often,
be
Lane.
As long as it's dry in Pittsburgh,
yes,
we'll
yes,
take it.
Yes. Handicap the food. How's the food in Pittsburgh at the stadium?
Yeah, I think it's good. We kind of have an internal thing in the booth where Josh Maurer, he's a big hot dog guy. So he will rate the hot dogs from stadium to stadium. And Pittsburgh's high on your list, right, Josh? He's sitting to my left. Yeah, he's shaking his head. Affirmative. Pittsburgh's pretty high on his list from a hot dog standpoint, so that's a good one. We do pretty well within the division in that regard. They don't offer hot dogs in the press box at Wrigley, though. That would
what?
Be the one exception.
Really?
But most of the ballparks have hot dogs in the press box as the game goes on that you can go get, but I don't think Wrigley has them.
Really?
Josh, you would know.
Scandal.
No, I don't think they do. But most places do. Cincinnati's always been high on his list, too.
Snacks.
In that
regard. Do you get
like
popcorn, sweets? Do they offer snacks?
Popcorn, sweets. They usually have some of that stuff for you. But the media dining in Pittsburgh is, I think, very good. I'm not very picky, though. I'm a kid that grew up on a farm. Put something in front of me, I'm probably going to eat it. And so I like it all. I don't critique a lot as we go around the league from a media dining standpoint, because as long as it's there and it's warm, I'm good.
The bridge is open. The food is warm. Lane Grindle's in Pittsburgh. Lane,
nice.
Thanks for making some time for us.
It is always my pleasure. Thanks so much.